Hungry girl, guilt-free fries and ice cream swirls, tips and tricks from hungry girl, 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 because it's a hungry world.
I'm so hungry. Hey everyone, it's me, Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, and if that rendition of the Hungry Girl theme song sounded extra good, it's because we sang it live and we have a special guest. You have to use it. It was perfect. It was perfect. Usually we use the one recorded by a professional, but today that was Jamie, Mikey, and special guest, Erin. Wait, Erin does not have a microphone.
No, she has
mini mic.
Oh, she's she has a cool mic.
Yeah.
She's wireless. She could like dance with her hands in the air.
Wait, I have a cool mic too.
That's so cute. I want one. I want one of the Janet Jackson microphones that you wear over your head. And she was the first one. Wore those.
Totally.
Anyway, very excited. Erin is in town. As you guys may know, we reference Erin all the time. And Erin would do live videos and still does when she's in town. But she moved away to beautiful, sunny South Carolina and still works for us full time. But since she was in town, we figured we'd invite her into the podcast studio. So welcome, Erin.
Thank you. I'm so honored to be here with you guys.
Yeah, this is so funny.
Fresh set of taste buds.
Yeah. Isn't it funny when Erin worked here? We never invited her to the podcast.
I know, every once in a while I get
that's
to come
true.
In
yeah, but not
that's
for
true.
A whole episode. Yeah.
No, this is a treat.
You're like a special co-host.
I can't believe it.
And it's a good one too. We have a Walmart episode.
Yeah. Right?
Walmart haul.
Walmart
Wait.
Hall.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
I
Your
was.
Husband works for I knew you were gonna say it.
I didn't say it yet.
Walmart. Okay, done. Yes. It's out. Okay. Erin's husband works for Walmart. We let
sure
us say
does.
That?
Yeah, you can say
that. Yeah, very exciting. Yeah.
And actually, here
Josh.
He is. No,
I'm
Come on out, Josh. Excited.
You may know, Josh, if you were on the Hungry Girl cruise, and you remember we had the Jolly Green Giant there on board. Josh was in the costume.
I loved every minute.
Sorry. For those of you who believe the giant is a real person. No, he was great.
He was great.
Yeah.
He played the part well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
I believed. Extremely.
I believed. Okay. So, yes. And before we jump into the actual haul, instead of breaking shoes, today we have a fine sponsor.
Yes.
Right?
We do.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Beam.
Woohoo!
Yay!
This is like extra coordinated. In case you don't know, and literally in case you live under a rock and you are not a big fan of Hungry Girl's daily emails, which you should be, you may need a refresher course in what Beam is. So Beam is a wellness company on a mission to empower people to improve their physical and mental wellness. Mm-hmm. And they have premium products that work. Let's say it all together.
Premium products that work.
Wow.
We really are coordinated today.
We really are. We talk mostly about Beam Dream and Beam Greens. Beam Dream. Jamie, you want to take that away because like you.
Oh, boy.
I drink Beam Dream, but you drink it religiously. Yeah. See, I have no trouble sleeping. I'm like rare.
At this point, I don't even want to wait for like a bad night's sleep. I take it preemptively. I take it every night. It helps me to like wind down and relax and then. When I fall asleep, like even if I go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, I come back, boom, right back out. It really, really helps me get full, restful. And then I'm like better off in the morning. I'm not cranky. I'm not, it's you true. Know, yeah. Mike, basically, if I didn't take it, he would sneak it into my like, you know, my evening snack.
So it's like a 10 to 20 calorie thing, comes in delicious flavors like that chocolate brownie flavor. And there's a peanut butter chocolate flavor. Mm-hmm. We're going to try another flavor, but what I love about it, it's like a treat. Mm-hmm. So like when I have it, it's more of like a treat than something that's functional for me personally. I know I'm alone, but it's a melatonin kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So it helps you get restful sleep and then you feel really refreshed when you wake up and all of these good things. And it has amazing stats, meaning 10 to 20 calories and 0 to 1 gram of fat and hardly any sodium and 3 grams of carbs or less. Like, it's just great. No sugar at all. Yep. That's important. And even one of the flavors has protein, huh?
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's 0 to 2 grams.
I feel like they totally cracked the code on, like, there's plain over-the-counter melatonin sleep aids. What they do is, like, it's just this super smart, like, I don't know if it's like superfoods, this blend of different elements that all come together. And it's like they hit you on all the different levels, relaxing you to fall asleep, helping you to stay asleep, and then helping you to wake up without any grogginess. It's amazing.
Yeah, and they have a brand new flavor, which we're going to try now before we get into their other products. This is a blueberry crumble, which I have to say is a very unique sounding hot beverage flavor. Mm-hmm. At first I was like, is it blueberry cocoa? Is it blueberry tea? Is it blueberry something else? But no, it's just straight up blueberry crumble. So I'm envisioning it to taste like a baked good.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty. Like, it's kind of like a lavender color.
Yeah, I was going to say it's interesting.
I needed a nap.
All right. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Blueberry
cheers.
Crumble.
Yeah. Cheers.
I can't reach.
Wait a minute. This tastes just like a blueberry crumble.
That is so good. It's creamy.
It's delicious. It's almost like melted white chocolate blueberry crumble muffin. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's so good.
I would be tempted to like put this in oatmeal just to like flavor it up.
Evening snack.
Yeah. That would totally work.
I feel like oats are good to eat before bed.
Are they? Mm-hmm. I don't know. But as is, this is great.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
I mean, these things are craving busters too. Because again, there's virtually no sugar in them. So it's like, you know, you want something sweet at night before you go to bed. Boom. There's Beam.
Yes. Agreed.
Or I should say Beam. There's Beam.
Beam. There's Beam.
How soon after
boom,
you drink
beam.
It do you feel start to feel relaxed?
So I feel like I start to feel relaxed right away, but it's not like it makes me so tired that I have to like run to the bed. You know,
like
it just makes me.
Like,
yeah. Like it just makes me. Like
you have,
I feel,
you have to be wheeled to the bed.
No, I just feel, but it's a great question. I just start to feel relaxed. And then when I'm ready to go to bed, I fall asleep fast.
Okay, got it.
So let's move on to Beam Greens.
Yes.
Now everybody likes these greens drinks. I know, Aaron, you are a big greens drinker. In fact, we over the years have been like fans of a lot of different greens. And I remember early on, you were the first one drinking any greens. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, what you were drinking tasted like it grew out of the dirt and it was horrible.
It was.
But things have changed a lot. Mm-hmm. And flavor wise, from what I remember, it was fruity and a little sweet and a little tart. And it just tasted incredible. These greens are so good. It's a super powered blend of greens clinically formulated to support daily wellness with a delicious strawberry kiwi flavor. So that's like the fruity deliciousness of what this tastes like. Again, it tastes incredibly good, supports immunity, regulates stress, supports digestive health, fights inflammation, and improves energy. So even just mentioning it, I feel super energized somehow.
And hearing it makes me sound energized or feel energized. So yeah.
How are you listeners feeling? My gosh.
They must be really energized. 5 calories.
Yeah.
No fat. No sodium.
I love, like, it doesn't even taste like strawberry kiwi greens. It just tastes like strawberry kiwi.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Big, big fan. And the final product we're mentioning today is the Beam Super Latte. One scoop has 35 calories, no fat, no sodium, 7 carbs, 0 sugars, like all the Beam products. It's a just add water coffee alternative loaded with premium ingredients to boost your daily productivity through brain support and increased alertness, energy, memory, and stamina.
Wow.
Whoa. That's like incredible.
Yeah. Super. Mm-hmm. One might say.
Latte.
It's basically a coffee replacement.
And it's made with functional mushrooms.
Ooh.
You can't taste them, I promise.
No, you can't. I've tried that. It's very good. What are the flavors that we like the most?
Brown sugar, hands down. Mm-hmm. And then the new caramel is really good, too.
Delish. And it has a third of the caffeine of coffee. And you get energy, you get that caffeine energy, but no jitters.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
No, crazy. So good. And it's great if you love sweet coffee drinks. And for a limited time, our friends at Beam are giving Hungry Girl fans up to 40% off everything on their website when you shop at shopbeam.com/hungry. And that ends September 20th, so start shopping. And if you want more information about any of these amazing products, visit our Foodcast page. Where can they find that?
Hungrygirl.com/foodcast.
Yes. All right, let's jump into the haul. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Lisa, I did this haul.
What?
It's rare.
You did this by yourself?
Not only that, I did it for my computer chair. I went on Walmart.com and I had the best time.
I was going to say, I can't see you prancing around the Walmart.
Actually, I did because some of them were delivered and some I went to pick up. And then when I was there, I'm like, let me walk around a little more. I got some organizing shelves for my closet. Yeah.
We had a lot of stuff amazing. At Walmart when we moved.
Yeah.
Love Walmart. They have a lot of good stuff and really good organizational things. You can't eat those, but you can eat these. First up, Truvia Sweet Mornings Oatmeal. Truvia Oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of such a thing.
The kicker is, I mean, not only is it crazy low in sugar, It has protein, 12 grams of protein per packet. It's instant oatmeal.
What? And it's not called protein oatmeal? Let's look.
They buried the lead.
They really did. So this is, it's interesting though, because if I were in the marketing team, I don't know that I'd be so Truvia forward. Mm-hmm. It looks like a big Truvia packet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a box of oatmeal, but I don't know, whatever. I love Truvia. That is a sweetener I use very, very often.
Which flavor? Sorry.
I was just going to say, I think the fact that it's no sugar added and it's not artificial sweetener, like that's what they're really going for, those folks. And
right. So maybe they're like, they want to hit them over the head with that. Ouch. Like anyone who uses Truvia, like now we're an oatmeal. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
Which flavor do you want to go with first? We got apple cinnamon or maple?
Maple.
Maple first.
That sounds like Maple Fool's Day.
Why
are these loaded? Why are these labeled A, B, A, B,
I
A, B?
I just asked Aaron the exact same question.
I knew the answer.
Is it to compare? Like, did we do like a blind taste test?
It was
test? Like
when you guys had your chili contest many years ago and you...
That was so many years ago. Those are vintage plastic containers.
Vintage.
Yeah.
All right, we're trying this oatmeal.
I just put it on my plate.
Ooh, they look good. Hearty.
I have to go. Speaking of oatmeal, I have to go get something out of the oven real quick.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Hold on. I'll taste that in a second. You guys keep going.
Wait, you taste it and then tell us what you think when you come back. Just take a bite. Take your plate with you.
Oh, okay.
We'll wait.
Okay.
And we'll chat and we'll see if you agree with us.
I have words.
I personally love it.
Mm-hmm.
Same.
But what I like the best about it is that they've added a little bit of salt to make it taste perfectly sweet.
So important.
Yeah. And that's so what I important. Do. Oh, I wish my dad were still around because he would love this. Yeah. He loved it, a little salty oatmeal.
By the way, Aaron has the lavalier mic, so she's wireless. So we're hearing Aaron.
Don't go to the bathroom
in the other room.
But we can cut her out.
Yeah, like, I'm gonna turn it down.
I really love this.
It. I feel like people that think they don't like stevia, it's because there's not the salt balance where it's just so straight in one note. This is also kind of hearty. It's like more like slow cooker oats than it's not like those teeny tiny flakes that you sometimes get in instant oatmeal. It's like real oats.
You mean like overnight oats?
No, not overnight oats. Like when you get packets, instant oatmeal packets, sometimes they're like flakes. They're like paper thin.
Yeah, yeah.
These are like oats.
Almost like powder-like.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah, it doesn't. And it also feels like they're not like cooked to death.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's like,
yeah, good job, Mikey. How'd you cook them?
We have a hot water maker, so I poured hot water over
them. That's why. So it isn't like
microwave or anything.
Yeah. So it probably would be softer.
I really like the apple too.
Wow.
I like the maple more, but I like the apple a lot.
They did such a good job. It's true apple cinnamon. It's not apple pie where there's like nutmeg and...
It's delish.
Yum.
These are really, really good.
Mm-hmm. One serving. It's a little higher than your average packet, but again, all that protein. 210 calories, 3 grams of fat, 33 carbs, 5 grams fiber, less than 1 to 2 grams of sugar, 12 grams of protein. Comes in maple, apple cinnamon. I think there's even like just a pure flavor, right, Mike?
There's I think it's called Original Sweetness.
Okay.
It is at Walmart and online at Amazon. That's the Truvia Sweet Mornings Oatmeal.
Aaron, did you hear us?
No, I didn't hear a thing.
What did you think?
What did I think of that? I loved it.
Yeah, we could hear you.
Remember, you can be critical on the podcast.
Did you hear me eating?
No, I turned it down, but we could hear you walking.
You tasted it?
I tasted
the oatmeal.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
We tried both flavors, but we did. Are you going to try the other flavor now? And Jamie gave all the stats and everything.
That's so yummy.
It's really good. I like the brown sugar one or maple.
Yeah, the maple one. Yeah. So delicious. Mm.
Yeah.
I think I like the maple better.
Me too.
Yeah. I think it was a unanimous decision, but we still all like the apple cinnamon.
Yeah. It's great. I like the chunks.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on, we have Better Goods Coffee Concentrate Cold Brew. Oh, I was ready to chew something. That's okay.
Well,
so this is chocolate hazelnut cold brew. By the way, I drink cold brew. When I drink coffee, that's what I drink these days. Brew in a grocery.
I was kind of trying to make it like we're having breakfast right now. So we had the oatmeal and here's our coffee.
That was smart, Mikey.
Thank you. I pass that to Aaron.
We didn't really eat breakfast, right, Lisa, today. This is perfect.
No, not really, but
we were racing and rushing around. This is good.
This is delicious, but, you know, cold brew needs to be, in my opinion, doctored up a little bit. But if you just put this over ice, it would still be good. It tastes, I always think,
very intense.
Really, really.
Oh, wow.
But
it's a concentrate, right? Don't you add a little bit? You probably add a little bit of water.
Oh, my bad.
Trying to kill us.
Mixing a 1-1 ratio with 4 ounces of water. My bad. I'm so sorry.
Does anyone want any of my water?
Yes, Erin came prepared.
I didn't drink out of it yet.
It's okay, because I know that's a lot of times how I sample the cold brew, but it's very good.
Lisa, do you want to try yours with water?
No, I'm good. Okay.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
All I saw, because the part that says coffee concentrate is very small compared to where it says cold brew and chocolate hazelnut.
I get it.
Fair.
Yeah.
It's fine. We're not upset with you. Mm-mm. He just thinks we're boring and slow and he wants us to feel energized.
I really like the chocolate hazelnut really comes through and tastes very authentic and not like, I mean, because there's no sweetener. That's important. Right. This is a zero calorie, zero everything, zero Weight Watcher point item.
And it's funny because I always say cold brew a little bit tastes like Yoo-hoo. This is chocolate cold brew. So it does, to me, it tastes a lot like Yoo-hoo.
We could make a Yoo-hoo inspired coffee drink with this.
Oh, yummy.
Yum. I wouldn't take much.
Yeah, just
we could try
put it in a yellow cup.
The viral crackle coffee thing.
We should.
This is medium roast, naturally flavored, available. It's the Walmart exclusive brand. They're Better Goods brand. We're going to try a bunch of stuff from them. It's the Better Goods Coffee Concentrate Cold Brew.
Yeah, Better Goods. Is that the new Walmart brand?
Yes. Elevated Eats, as they say.
That's nice because I never heard of them before right now. And I see like a whole slew of Better Goods things.
Yeah. And it seems like it's fairly new. Like they're rolling out and stuff. Did you say this already? They're rolling out stuff like throughout the year, I guess. So
exciting.
I have to put a disclaimer for this next item.
Okay.
We bought it a while ago, so I had to freeze it to make sure it didn't go bad. It's a bread item, so it's a little bit cold.
Okay.
But it's defrosted.
That's okay.
Okay.
We'll use our imagination.
Okay.
This is Better Goods keto-friendly hamburger buns. Wow. 50 calories? Yeah. Are they 50 calories? Ooh. Yeah. I just like how cold they are.
Oh. Wait. 50-calorie hamburger buns?
That's revolutionary.
Get the heck out of here. Well, not really. I mean, definitely stay.
Mm. 18 grams of fiber.
Oh, wow.
Those are good buns.
That's what he said.
That's very, it's dense. It's a little sweet.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost too, like, maybe I just haven't had a brun in a while, but I feel like if I put a Boca burger on there, like, it's almost like Hawaiian roll sweet.
Yeah, it tastes like, I was going to say, it tastes like King's Hawaiian, but they're really good. They have a teeny tiny bit of powderiness.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A little bit of an aftertaste.
But not enough for me to be bothered by it.
I like how squishy they are.
Yeah. I'm sitting here playing with it like Play-Doh.
Love the texture.
If you put like a breakfast sausage on this with even a little maple and a little egg patty.
Definitely.
I mean, 50 calories. That is wild.
Remember
80 calories used to be.
Remember when we did our little ice cream bread thing? It was like we made like French toast bread and then we did a little scoop of light ice cream on that.
Yes.
Yeah.
That
what I like about this so much is that like so many times I'll use a tortilla that has like 50 calories just because there's not enough. Like I wanted to save a little and I really don't want to have all of the bread carbs and calories. Mm-hmm. That's a really good option.
Yeah. So it's the Better Goods keto friendly hamburger buns, 50 calories, 18 grams of fiber, 17 grams of it being insoluble, 7 grams of protein.
Wow.
Yeah. This is another Walmart exclusive. And guys, the Better Goods stuff, it's rolling out. So it is in select areas. And if you're wondering why I haven't stated the Weight Watcher points, it's because everything is being calculated as we speak. So stay tuned.
Excellent.
That'll encourage you. Later in the episode, you'll hear the Weight Watcher points. Okay. I bet it's like 1, maybe 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably. Okay. Next up, Better Goods Mango Chili Salsa.
But first, breaking news, the Truvia oatmeal has 4 Weight Watcher points. Moving on. Stay tuned for more updates.
I wanted you to do it. Well,
thank you, Mike.
The pop. It'll have a nice pop.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. Just don't get over your computer.
Hang on. That was a good pop.
Wow.
That was a good one.
It was great.
Here's a spoon to spoon
it out. Not just good. Mango chili salsa. Is this supposedly a spicy thing?
I think it's a mild, right?
Yes, so there's a little pepper scale, and this is 1 out of 4 peppers.
Oh, that is mild.
So do you know what I love about this? Because it reminds me of a TV commercial from back in the 80s, and Lisa will remember this. It's made in Texas, not in New York City. Do you remember the old El Paso? This stuff's made in New York City. Amazing. Get a rope.
We don't remember that. That's funny, though. That's so funny.
Yeah. Are we tasting this salsa with our tongues?
Yeah, I guess so.
We're just going to stick our tongues
in. I'll use a spoon.
Oh, yeah. You fancy folk with your spoons.
We're very demure.
I was very mindful.
Very mindful.
I didn't get some. Sorry, Mike. Was going to get some carrots, but normally you usually don't dip them in. So I was like, I'm not going to waste the carrot on that.
I'm not like a huge fan of this.
Yeah, it tastes like, I hate to say it, but like the supermarket, like the dollar salsa.
Yeah.
And not that mango-y.
Tastes like not good salsa.
It's a little sour.
Yeah, too much like, I think like lime or something in there. Some kind of citrus. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe on the bread.
Now that's all I taste. Now that you just said that.
Yeah,
it's almost like a little bit more like enchilada sauce. Like it's not the taste wise, but consistency. Like it's thinner.
Yeah, I
can't say I'm excited about that.
No,
but I will tell you, and then we'll be caught up. The keto friendly hamburger buns, 2 Weight Watcher points. And now I'll speak slowly as the Weight Watcher points are being added as we speak. Better Goods mango chili salsa, 2 tablespoons, 15 calories, 3 grams of carbs, 2 sugars, 1 Weight Watcher point, another Walmart exclusive.
So you can't get it anywhere else. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
All right. Next, we have Clear American Fuji Apple Flavored Sparkling Water. Clear American Sparkling apple water. This is exciting.
You should be able to get a good fizz on this one, Jamie.
Thank you. So interesting. I have like setting out 3 instead of 4 instead of 3. Mm-hmm. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm. That was cute.
Yeah, that was nice.
That's different.
That's funny.
I got like a burst of aromatics when I opened it.
Ooh,
too.
I just got
like an apple
too.
Smacked me in the face.
Ooh, it's very okay. It's not very often you have like an apple soda or water. Mm-mm. And I have a good little backstory. One of my friends, her dad created Snapple in the day, the early 80s or whenever. He probably started it in the 70s, but it hit big in the early 80s. Snapple, the name, came from a sparkling apple soda, and it was exploding in the bottles. So they took it off the market. They did not make any more of it, but they kept the name.
Wow.
That smells so good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
What?
This is to die for.
Delicious.
Amazing.
Wait a second.
I didn't realize it was going to be sweetened.
Yeah, what is this sweetened with?
It's got to be like
aspartame.
I was going to say, I bet it's sucralose.
This is the best thing in the universe.
Yeah, that is.
It's amazing.
Wow.
That's amazing. It's apple soda. It's like apple Sprite.
Delicious.
This is like true Fuji apple flavor. Mm-hmm. Where this is a Walmart exclusive or no?
Yeah.
Stop it. That's Clear American is Walmart?
Mm-hmm. It's their exclusive brand. Yeah. Wow. And they have so many other flavors we have to try.
This tastes more like apple than straight apple juice. Mm-hmm. How is that possible?
Yeah.
It's so good.
That's the most surprising thing ever.
Do you think this is like a reason? Because I'm not like 100% zero artificial ingredients. Like I mostly don't do artificial sweeteners.
Same.
But like, do you feel like this is the type of thing that like occasionally there's room in your life for?
1,000,000%.
It's like Coffee Mate powder. It's like, especially since, well, I guess there could be a lot of, but I don't know. I think it's great. It's not like you're going to replace your water with it.
Yeah.
It's a treat. Make a cocktail.
Yeah,
it
totally.
Would be amazing. A cocktail.
I was trying to think about like a
vodka,
like a spritz.
Or, yeah.
A good spritz.
Oh,
yeah,
and it's Fuji Apple.
Sangria.
Good for like a Christmas.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
Wowza.
Soak some fruit in there.
We gotta try some other. Oh, you want to hear the other flavors?
Yes.
I think that might be a grape one.
Clear American. I love that. I want to look at the bottle.
I almost got another flavor. Oh, wait, I did. Maybe it's in the mail. Okay. Black cherry, tangerine mango, blueberry pomegranate, blackberry lemonade, peach, wild cherry. Ready for this one? Candied rainbow, which I first read as Canadian rainbow. It's like Skittles. Is what they're going for.
I was like, is it a bomb pop?
Mandarin orange, that? White grape, which I bet is fantastic. Oh, there's a billion of them. Pineapple coconut. That's the other one I ordered.
Wow.
It was only 20 cents.
What?
Wow.
Hang on.
Wait, that was only 20 cents?
Hang on.
No.
I'm looking at the pineapple coconut. 20 cents. It's on sale. Instead of 78 cents,
wow,
it's 20 cents.
Basically, it's free.
That's, yeah, they're like paying.
They're giving it away.
as you might imagine, zero Weight Watcher points. It's zero calories, zero everything. It's clear American Fuji apple flavored sparkling water.
Mm. Whoa, that is like life-changingly delicious.
All right, things are about to get weird up in here. I took a detour in the departments.
Uh-oh. Well, I don't really love the name of it. Next up, we have Fresh Bellies Strawberry Feels Forever. What is this? I don't understand.
So I was intrigued because if you forget about the fact that this is very clearly marketed towards children.
Okay.
It is strawberries with balsamic vinegar and coconut oil, freeze dried. So it's freeze dried strawberries with balsamic vinegar.
Oh, well, good for a salad.
Mm-hmm.
That's delicious.
That was really good.
I don't know if I taste the balsamic.
I was going to say, I don't really get a ton of it.
No. I don't get a ton of
or
it
Or any
either.
Of it.
No.
Mm.
It's good. Everything's good except the name. Fresh Bellies. Strawberry Feels Forever.
Well, it says it's for palates in training. Serving sizes for developmental children ages 4+ or 1 to 3. Da, da, da.
I don't understand.
It's for kiddos.
I mean, it seems pretty intense for kids.
I think so, too. I feel like a palate would do better without the balsamic vinegar added.
Yeah, I don't understand the whole concept.
Yeah.
Anything interesting on the back of the bag, guys?
It's just talking about child developing at their own pace. Mm-hmm. Like a whole checklist of if your child's developing at a normal.
Yeah. And age 12 months to 100+ years. So it's for anyone.
That.
And the entire bag is only 75 calories. So, I mean, you could eat the whole thing and have a good little snack, right?
I think so.
Yeah, it's intense.
It's a quarter cup has about 25 calories and one Weight Watcher point.
Hmm. Interesting.
Strawberry Feels Forever was flavor number one. And flavor number two is two to mango.
Cute.
I like the name of that.
One Weight Watcher point. Mango with coconut oil and basil.
If I can get it open, I will give you some.
I'll tell you in the meantime, these are available at Walmart, Target, and online from Amazon, Thrive Market, and FreshBellies.com.
I'm having technical difficulties.
Well, how's a kid supposed to handle it?
I tried to tear it at the point where it said to tear, and I did, but now there's no, like, place to... Oh, there we go. Mm. Oh, these are, like, little pieces compared to the other one, which was, like, whole slices.
Oh, little diced. Oh, this reminds me of the Gerber.
Oh, yeah. They actually look like pet snacks.
That one's unique.
Oh, interesting. Now, this on a salad would be good.
It would be because it tastes almost like salad-y.
The basil.
Yeah.
The basil comes
like
through.
Cucumber.
I'm not getting a ton of basil. To me, it just tastes like mild mango.
Yeah. I mean, I don't get the whole palates and training. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's all about the marketing, but it's not a bad product.
So they're trying to teach kids that like basil is a good flavor or something. Like,
yeah, so they're more adventurous.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Okay.
All right. Fresh Bellies.
Next, we have IQ Bars, peanut butter chip. Are these like you make you smarter or anything? Like IQ?
Let's find out. What's 10 plus 48?
Oh, my God. 1048.
All right. I'm going to ask you afterward, and let's see if you get it right. It's with brain nutrients. It has 12 grams of plant protein, 1 gram of sugar.
Okay.
IQ bar for smart mouths.
I like the texture that I'm feeling.
Clean ingredients. I wonder what brain nutrients are.
Whoa.
Tastes good.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I like how much protein and fiber. I like the stats.
That's a little too good.
I get honey in there. Is there some honey?
Mm-hmm. I taste honey too. Mm-hmm.
This is one of the best peanut butter flavored bars I've had. It reminds me of like the flavor of a Clif Bar, not the texture of a Clif Bar, but the flavor of a Clif Bar.
Mm-hmm. Lisa, how would you describe that texture?
A little bit like a very soft Quest Bar.
Mm-hmm, that's what I was thinking too. Like super soft.
Oh, it's got stevia.
Hmm.
No honey?
Prebiotic blend, which is tapioca fiber, vegetable fiber. Protein blend, which is pea protein crisp. Mm-hmm. Natural flavors, peanut flour, coconut oil, unsweetened chocolate, cocoa butter, sea salt, lion's mane, stevia.
Can we speed Mike up?
Vitamin E.
When in post, can we speed you up?
Sure.
One bar, 160 calories, 10 grams of fat, 9 fiber, 1 sugar, 12 protein, 4 Weight Watcher points. It's at Walmart, Sprouts, select grocers nationwide, online at Amazon, Thrive, and eatiqbar.com. Mm. You want to know what the other flavors are?
Yes.
because they're here. Come on in, guys. No. Chocolate mint chip, chocolate sea salt, almond butter chip, toasted coconut chip. That sounds great. Banana nut, lemon blueberry, wild blueberry.
It's a lot of flavors.
And matcha chai.
Lots of flavors. Where have you been, IQ? IQ? Where, like, who are they?
What
are
vague like, memories of us trying
they're
them
the people
years
that
ago.
They had like, drink mix packets for a while, I think.
I don't remember.
I think we tried the bars back when they were only on a Facebook ad, like years ago.
All right.
All right. Moving on. We have lesser evil cosmic rings, organic air puff corn rings in cosmic cheddar. I'm a big fan of lesser evil. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of cheddar snacks. I'm a big fan of circular O-shaped items with holes in the middle.
So doesn't this mean, by definition, they're still evil?
Lesser evil, yeah.
Just well, not as evil?
No, I mean, it's kind of like saying guilt-free, kind of. I don't know.
So it would be guilt-less.
They look like cereal.
Mm-hmm. Or reduced guilt. These are yummy. I'd want to put truffle salt on them.
They're really good.
It kind of dissolved in my mouth, though, the second I ate it. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't as
crunchy, dense.
I don't know. But you get 40 of them for 60 calories, so that kind of makes up for it.
And I'm kind of curious how the berry one, so we just tried the cheddar. This is, the next one's berry. So it's like sweeter, so I wonder if it tastes
These are crazy low in calories is what's happening here. I think these are also marketed toward kiddos.
They're kind of addicting.
I have a question. I know, probably because there's not a lot of salt, but like, is anyone else missing the salt? Maybe my palate is always
I mean, I was missing the cheddar. It was just, it's very mildly
mild.
Flavored.
Yeah.
But I like these.
Yeah, the berry one is great.
I mean, this is like kid food, like kid snack, toddler snacks.
That's what it seems like.
Mmm. That's great.
Oh, yeah.
Put that in a cereal
like
bowl.
Mm-hmm. I would eat that as cereal.
Mm. Oh, totally. It does taste like cereal.
That was the sweet potato? No.
That
was a berry.
Berry blast. You get 40 rings for 70 calories, 3.5 grams of fat, 2 grams of sugar, 2 Weight Watcher points. And the first ones we tried, the cosmic cheddar, get about 40 rings, which are like ring sized.
Yeah.
For 60 calories, 2.5 grams of fat, 2 Weight Watcher points.
Nice.
They're about the size of a Fruit Loop.
I think they're big. I haven't had Fruit Loops in long enough to know.
Maybe a little puppier.
They're like a Fruit Loop who's bloated. Okay. But now the next one is seems to be super low calorie items. Lesser evil Lil Puff sweet potato apple asteroid.
Mm. This is definitely kid focused, right?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Popcorn almost.
They look like, this looks a little like cereal too. That's like baby snacks.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, of the three, I feel like the Berry Blast is the only one that had, like, a lot of flavor.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite was the Cosmic Cheddar Corn Rings. I wouldn't have the Lil Puffs.
Mm-hmm. If I'm being honest, this feels very, like, 2007 Hungry Girl snack.
I mean, it is very much like baby. This, like, kid, when your kids are eating Bamba or something, like, is when they'd have those.
Definitely.
So they're not bad, but they're not, like, to die for.
Yeah. The Asteroids, 24 puffs, 30 calories, 1.5 grams of fat, no sugar, 1 Weight Watcher point. And these are at select grocers nationwide, like Whole Foods, Walmart, and more, Amazon, Thrive Market, and LesserEvil.com. I mean, cool product line. I think we're probably just not the target market.
We're not babies. Finally. Finally, something makes me feel
sometimes
mature.
I sleep like one, though.
And I whine like one.
Thanks to Dream.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, the penultimate product of the day, Smart Sweets Sour Melon Bites.
Mm.
Ooh, I love a Smart Sweet.
These are new and improved. I don't know if we've tried the older one, which I guess is old and not as improved.
Wait, why is mine green? Is yours pink or green?
Mine was pink.
Oh.
No artificial sweeteners, plant-based, no sugar alcohols. I think that is maybe the change.
That tastes like honeydew.
That is so good, yeah.
Mine tasted like
honeydew. I remember the older ones.
Mmm.
These are better.
Way better. The texture is like perfection. Mm-hmm. It's softer.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good amount of sour, too. It's not like painful.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so yum.
Wow. I kind of want to try all their other new and improved stuff.
Yeah, really.
I feel like it used to have sugar alcohols, maybe.
I think it did, too. But they remind me, like, did everyone eat Warheads? Like, the sour?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those were painful.
Those were painful.
The name like Warheads. How can they not be? Yeah, no, I really, really, really love those.
Is that a single serving bag? I think that's... Oh, no, it's a share size. But I think they might have single serving
they
ones.
They usually do.
You get 15 pieces for 80 calories, 4 grams of fiber, which is not, again, sometimes these things have like 48, mm-hmm. 2 grams of sugar, no added sugar, 2 Weight Watcher points. It's smart sweets, sour melon bites at Walmart, Target, select grocers online from Amazon and smartsweets.com.
Delish. And finally, today we have Good Pop Just Juice with Bubbly Water. So it's just juice with bubbly water and lemon, lime and orange.
Did you want to try? Because I know I have a feeling what you're going to say about the lemon lime.
What, tastes like Mr. Clean?
Yeah. So did you want to try that first so that the orange one is better?
That way your palate will already be cleansed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Jamie, you can. I don't know if it's going to do a fizzy because I think it's just, well, it's bubbly.
That put me to sleep.
Yeah, half the audience. That was just, nice. We just lost half the audience. That's all right.
Speed it up. No. That sounded good. It sounded good. Wait, yeah, have you that. Are you familiar with this product?
Like, no, I was.
He's very excited about
it. I saw it and I'm like, I'm buying it.
But why did you think that I would think it tastes like floor wax? Just because you have that.
Usually with lemon lime, that's like half the time it does taste like that.
Again, I don't know if my taste buds are all screwed up right now or if this is just the weirdest thing. It tastes like lemon juice soda.
It tastes like, is it like a kombucha? Is that the...
No. It's carbonated water, white grape juice, lemon juice, organic lime juice. I mean...
I don't understand. Is it like super sour? Yeah. It tastes like...
Here's what it says. No sour. Strange sweeteners, perfectly sweet from real fruit.
Wait, this is Good Pop?
Yeah.
Like the people who make the frozen pops? I love Good Pop.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they make other bubbly water.
No,
Good Pop makes the... It's my...
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
the cute guy who owns the company, Daniel.
Looks like
Harry Potter.
That's funny. But yeah, I mean, the whole thing is, I guess, is it's has a lot of actual juice in it as opposed to not juice.
Let's try the orange.
Yeah.
What if that like palate thing really screwed up my palate?
Yeah, maybe. You know, we just had the sour. Sorry, James, we'll have to open that up. The sour power thing, whatever. Maybe that messed up your taste buds.
Maybe made everything taste sour.
Everybody take a swig of water.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll do this.
There's a lot of weird taste bud things going on today.
Very little fizz.
I
can use my same one.
Are you sure
Me
it
too.
Won't be tainted by the old flavor?
So. I'm sure.
Lick it clean.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, this one's very like, it looks like a mimosa.
Oh, it smells.
Oh, that one's yum.
It smells like it has vitamin C.
That one's way better.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Straight up orange flavor. It's carbonated water, organic orange juice, and lemon juice. Yum.
I like that.
Yeah.
I would drink that.
Yeah.
And I would make a mimosa.
Champagne,
out of it.
I was going to say. I hope that doesn't say a lot about me that I keep suggesting.
Says that you're a lot of fun.
I do have some.
Actually, Erin, now that we've come to the very close to the end of the episode, this actually is an intervention.
We flew you here from South Carolina.
Yeah.
We've noticed all of your Facebook posts lately have been at bars.
Yeah.
You've been drinking at Trader Joe's.
Oh, don't I wish there was a bar at Trader Joe's.
Oh,
that would be the
how come
best.
There isn't?
Yeah, really?
Gosh. They do wine tastings at some stores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, these are mini cans, so they're 7.5 ounces, not 12. They have 45 to 50 calories, 9 grams of sugar, 2 Weight Watcher points. Oh, there's also a fruit punch flavor.
Oh.
I'd be interested to try that.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah. How many other flavors?
I think it's probably just that third one.
Okay.
It is available at Sprouts, Walmart, Target, Costco, and other retailers, and online at Amazon and Thrive Market. It's Good Pop Just Juice with bubbly water, lemon, lime, and orange. Erin, would you like the honors of prompting Lisa for her ratings?
Oh, sure. Okay. So we have the Truvia Sweet Mornings Oatmeal in maple and apple cinnamon.
I'm going to rate the Truvia Oatmeal together, both flavors. Mm-hmm. I really love it. I'm giving it a 9.
Nice.
Wow.
I think it's a very, very, very good, innovative product. I feel like it's flavored oatmeal you can feel good about. Mm-hmm. I don't like the fact that a lot of flavored oatmeals are overly sweet. They make you kind of feel sick. This is just deliciousness.
Mm-hmm. Gotta love that hidden protein.
Next up, we have Better Goods Coffee Concentrate Cold Brew Chocolate Hazelnut.
9.5.
Wow.
That is an excellent cold brew item. It just so happens that when I drink coffee these days, I use products exactly like this. I'm going to add this into rotation. I love it.
Nice. Can you, real quickly, sorry to interrupt, tell me how you would make a coffee drink with that?
Yes, I will tell you exactly how I would do that. I'm glad you asked, because I just made one this morning, which is why I'm very caffeinated today. So I use probably about 6 ounces or so of the coffee in a giant cup of what I call crushed ice. It's like pellet ice.
Would it be 6 ounces once you've deconcentrated it,
six ounces of the concentrate? Mm-hmm. 6 ounces of the coffee.
Okay.
Over a giant cup of ice. Mm-hmm. Then I put in about 4 or 5 ounces of almond breeze unsweetened vanilla almond milk. And depending on if I'm in the mood for something slightly more sweet, I'll use a half a packet of Truvia or a Swerve kind of, you know, sweetener. I mix that. Then I have been using the cold foam. So usually International Coffee cold foam in any of the flavors it's available in, which is like a sweet cream, a creamy vanilla, a caramel macchiato. I top it off with that and it's just the greatest thing on earth. That's it.
I just realized I have a call in 6 minutes. So,
okay,
I'll shut up.
Better Goods, keto friendly hamburger buns.
Oh, I am just impressed with those. I'm giving those a 9.
Nice.
Ever so slightly powdery, but worth it. Good texture, great stats. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, Better Goods, mango chili salsa.
3. Don't like it.
We haven't had one that low in a long time.
Don't like it.
That
sorry.
Was a doozy.
Yeah. Not good.
Clear American Fuji apple actually, flavored sparkling water.
Aaron, didn't you mean that was a don't see?
Ah,
yeah. Okay. That was good.
Sorry. 10. That apple soda is a 10. If I could give it higher, I would. Give it an 11.
Yeah.
Oh, that's huge. Fresh Bellies, strawberry feels forever.
I'm going to rate those two things together, the mango and the strawberry. It's fine. I don't know. 7. I don't know.
Give it another extra point for the strawberry feels forever.
Just because you like the Beatles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. IQ bars, peanut butter chip.
Delish. I have high hopes for these bars. I'm going to give them a solid 8.
Nice.
Lesser Evil, Cosmic Rings, Organic Air Puffed Corn Rings, and Cosmic Cheddar. I don't know if you want to rate them together with the Berry Blast.
I'm going to rate all of the Lesser Evil products together. Okay. And I'm going to say 7.5.
Nice.
They're good. I mean, I like the Lesser Evil adult snacks better. Mm. If you have small children, I probably would give it a higher rating for you in particular. But if this is like, should we eat this child snack, these baby snacks as adults? Meh.
Yeah.
Next up, Smart Sweets Sour Melon Bites.
9. Way to go, Smart Sweets. You've really upped your game with the new texture and flavor profile. And I am impressed.
And last but certainly not least, we have the Good Pop Just Juice with bubbly water and lemon, lime, and orange.
I love the Good Pop brand. I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. The orange was really good. I'm going to give this a solid 8, even though I didn't like the lemon, lime one.
Yeah. I feel like the lemon, lime would be good, like mixed, to go on the theme of this episode, in a mixed drink.
Tequila.
Yeah.
Tequila. Tequila. All right. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
Loved it. Thanks.
Real fun. Aaron, tell the people what they have to do to win a prize.
You have to just text Mikey.
I'll say the number while you think about the rest. 805-380-8075.
Tell us something. Tell us what you enjoyed about this episode and what you want to hear in future episodes.
Yeah.
And you might be selected to win a fantastic prize.
Yeah.
Good. All right, are we done?
We're done.
We're done.
Whew. All right, thank you so much for tuning in. I am Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing.